The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
Hahn, Hahn, Hahn.
The Damon Hahn Show with special guest star.
The Damon Hahn Show.
I'm not a star, though.
No.
I'm not really a special guest.
You are a special guest.
And we're not really welcoming you.
That's true. So this is all awkward and unusual. Which
did I
think
say,
is a...
I didn't say welcome, though. I just said with.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Well,
then that's about right. But as a bumpy start, as much of a bumpy start this is perfect. Because I've listened to a lot of The Damon Hahn Show.
Well, let's introduce Ryan.
Ryan?
Ryan is our original listener.
Number one?
He's number one.
I think that's fair to say. One of one.
Before, what was her name? Natalie?
Natalie. One of two.
Hold on. I'm going to stop the podcast for 1 second.
Okay.
I'm going to call attention. I want you to please, both of you.
No.
Please be quiet.
Don't do this.
What's going to happen?
I have to. I'm so concerned about Natalie because she emailed us like 2 months ago and we haven't heard from her since.
Yeah,
and I pleaded with her in the last episode to contact
people
us.
People plead to,
so I know that she's safe, but she hasn't.
Okay, let's move on.
No,
past your
I don't know what happened.
Array of this array.
Are you concerned that something has happened to Natalie,
yes.
Or that she just no longer has an interest
in
the program?
I'm worried that something happened to her.
How do you know it's a her?
Okay, so here we are. Episode 19.
E19.
Episode 19.
Our first guest.
With special guest?
With a guest.
Well, we shouldn't talk over each other.
That's correct.
Ryan.
I'm new here. I'm new here. It's going to take me a little while to get as awkward and clumsy as the two of you.
Now, is this going to be a repeating thing or just is a special one-time?
Well, we don't know. I mean...
No, we do. It's just one time.
Okay,
it's going to be one time.
So let's start with a segment. Let's just go right into the segments.
No more Ripple Babble.
Hold on. I just realized something. We're missing an item, which I'm going to go get.
Oh, gosh. Are we going to pause?
Our psychic test.
You
no, you're going to... I'm just going to...
Are you
going to mute?
You're going to hear what I'm saying?
I'm muted.
Okay, well, I think it's time for Fakey Five. That's me trying to elongate that. And as those of you who have listened before, I'll explain again. Fakey Five is where we've all devised little lists of five items, and one of them is fake, one of them is made up, one of them is false, one of them does not fit the topic or clue. You just walked all over my bed. Why would you do that? Your shoes, of no less. Okay, so I guess I'll start the Fakey Five. So how is this Fakey Five going to work? You're both going to try to take guesses?
We each guess, because when I listen, I play along at home and I guess.
Are you gonna
what do you wear when you do that?
It depends on
who's going to go first, though.
You're going. You just said you're going first.
I'm going first, but who's going to guess first?
David's going to guess first.
I'm going to guess first.
So these, as you may know...
Should we do a secret ballot, though, and then we can guess at the same time? No, let's just go.
No, we can guess.
But you're going to...
Too much effort.
You could use my knowledge of the... everyone.
So, as you may know, we've lost a few big names in the last week.
I'm going to interrupt. We have to say we're on location. This is a special episode.
That's true.
This is also
true. That's worth noting.
Yeah. We normally record our lovely show in Toronto, but...
Ontario.
Ontario, Canada. But this week we're in Niagara Falls.
Ontario. Canada.
That is it one of the wonders of the world, the falls?
Yeah, it depends on what category you look at, but I've heard it clumped in with those.
It's one of the marvels.
We're in a hotel room in the lovely, can we say the name?
Sure.
Country Inns and Suites. Is it Inns and Suites?
Yes, I think so.
Is that a double plural that's...
Sweets and Sours?
Inns and Suites.
And it's a great hotel, it's my preferred hotel in this
city.
Okay,
that's enough of that. So this is about, as we know, we've lost a few big names last week. Jonathan Winters, Roger Ebert, and I assume
okay,
others.
Roger Ebert is my answer.
But anyway, yeah, no, of course, this is about Roger Ebert.
When you say lost, you mean they've died?
Yes.
Okay.
Their Twitter feeds have ceased to feed.
That was the worst thing you've said in any of the episodes.
So these are Roger Ebert's top films of 1999. So it's a bit of a way back. It's a bit of a throwback. Now, one of these are the opposite. He actually hated the film.
Well, this should be easy, eh? I'm serious.
Should it? So
this is interesting. This
1999. So one of these movies he actually hated, but
we loved the other four.
The other four are like his top five, among the top five.
Okay,
well, this would be so easy.
Number one, Being John Malkovich. These are not in order. Number two, Fight Club. Number three, Three Kings. Number four, Magnolia. And number five, Boys Don't Cry. David, you go first.
Okay, so say them again.
Being John Malkovich.
Okay, I know for sure that is one of his favorites. Next.
Fight Club.
Go on. Okay, Fight Club.
Three Kings.
I don't like the way you're smiling. It's as if Being John Malkovich actually isn't. Okay, so my favorite movie is Magnolia. There's no way he hated it.
Okay, for those at home, Magnolia, that's the one where it's multiple stories and it's the Raining Frogs.
Training Frogs, John C. Reilly.
Who's the one with the, like, I'm thinking
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Okay. I got
Greta
that movie.
Garbo.
I get that movie mixed up with other ones.
Are you putting Steel Magnolias?
I don't know.
That's totally
different. Yeah.
Ryan, only when you're asked to speak.
Number five, Boys Don't Cry.
I hated that movie. I need to say in a moment. We can edit some of this dead time later. Okay, there's something about Ebert and Being John Malkovich that I read recently. The Being John Malkovich thing that I remember was praise. Okay, so it's not Being John Malkovich. It's not. It's for certainly not Magnolia. So what do we have? Fight Club, Boys Don't Cry. What was the other one?
Three Kings.
Fight Club.
I have a question.
He can't hate Fight Club. I'm sorry.
I have a question while you're playing. Three Kings.
My answer is Three Kings. Ryan?
All right.
What was your question, Ryan?
If he hated it, and always hated it,
he does not have that information.
I don't know.
See what I said?
Am I unmuted? Unmute, yes. I was checking my levels.
You didn't even have to mute it. I guess, although I guess there is a ruffling when you take it off the microphone.
Yeah.
I am saying Boys Don't Cry.
You said which one?
Three Kings.
You said?
Boys Don't Cry.
Both wrong. It was Fight Club.
Oh.
Okay.
Surprising.
That is surprising. I was right about the for sure correct ones, though. That's good.
He actually had a quote about how much he disliked the movie. But anyway,
that's surprising. He got us. He got us good.
I have to admit that I like looked through all the years until I found him like, whoa, he didn't like Fight Club? That's crazy.
Fair. That's good.
That took me so long to do that one.
That
all
was
right.
A great fakey five.
Faked out.
Okay. David, do you want to go next, maybe? Or
Let's try our... No, I'll go next, yeah. We'll save Ryan for the last... At least.
The greatest huzzah.
Okay, so since we're at a hotel tonight, these are the worst real hotel names from around the world.
All right.
I don't think any translations are actually written in English on the sign or whatever somewhere of the hotel.
So you're saying the translations are poor or the names, actual names are poor? You're going to give us the English, I assume.
I'm going to give you the English. So,
okay.
I don't think that translation... I think that they're the literal translations in English, but I think most of them were just in English anyways. Number one, House of Zits. Number two, Resist Bacteria Hotel. Number three...
What?
Hotel Kuntz, Kuntz. Number four, Hotel Ass, spelled as you would expect. And number five, Big Dicks Halfway In. So I'll repeat them again.
So wait, one of these is not a real one?
Yeah. One of them is just completely made up, I mean.
You checked?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I confirmed. House of Zits, Resist Bacteria Hotel, Hotel Cunts, with a K and a Z, Hotel Ass, and Big Dicks Halfway In. We'll start with Ryan.
I'm going with Zits on this one.
We'll go with Han.
I don't like the cunts one is probably real. How'd you spell it?
Kuntz.
Because it's probably Kuntz. So I'm going to give that one to you. What was the second one? The bacterial something
Resist or other? Bacteria Hotel.
I don't understand how that's real.
Well, if these were translations, are they?
Oh, that's true. So it could be a poor translation. So he can win on so many levels here. I'm just going to say the hotel ass is fake.
I did not win this week because Ryan guessed correctly. House of Zits was made up by me.
Oh, nice.
We have a winner.
Where's Ryan? Hotel Ass?
I don't
or whatever
know.
The hell it's called.
It's down south. Nice. Okay, so I'm can't believe that Ryan Dyson is only visit to this podcast.
Practice makes perfect from playing along at home. You can get good at Fakey 5.
Okay. Well then. Ryan, do you have a Fakey 5 for us?
I do. This is...
Hold on. Let me just say I'm so pissed off that you won that. Go on.
I'm delighted. So this is working out perfectly.
I'm going to guess yours.
Okay. And Han, you will get it wrong?
Number two.
He's locked into number two?
All right. We'll see.
Or he has to make it number two.
My Fakey 5 is... Folks? This is a list of top U.S. street names.
What does it mean by top?
Most frequent, I guess.
Most common street names in the United States.
Sure.
Okay. I'm discounting Main Street right now.
All right, it's on the list. We'll see.
Top four.
All right,
it's
here we go.
Freaky four. Fakey four.
Second.
Second Street. Sure. Yep.
Liberty.
Liberty Street. Popular. Americans love Liberty.
Maple.
Tricky. No. How many maples are there?
Maine.
Yes.
Yes.
Pine.
Pine.
Maple is my answer.
Wait, that's only four.
He said five. Maple's my answer. Han?
It's going to be maple or pine. I think it's one of those two.
Don't fall in the trap I just did.
No, I'm going to say maple as well.
So you said...
Maple.
And you said...
Maple.
You're both wrong. It is not maple.
Was it pine?
It's not pine either. It's actually Liberty. Liberty is not
the list. Fine. I was worried
about
that one.
A little swerve there. Second Street is the most popular.
That's it for the second
Street. That's funny. They don't have a First Street.
First is in the list, but second is most popular.
First is third. Well, second
why,
is first.
Why would second be more popular
and fourth
than first?
Is Maine.
We don't know. We don't really explore these. We just...
Well, yeah, what are we talking about? How did I knock out Liberty?
He got swerves on maple. But maple is.
I'm wrong.
I just thought there weren't that many maples.
Seriously, Liberty?
Wow. Is maple across all of the U.S.?
It's really my fault for not getting it right.
So, David, I win? Is that the end of the podcast?
Yeah, you won. David, do you have another segment you'd like to...
No, what do you mean? He won, too. I'm the only loser here.
Oh, that's right. We all agree on that.
That's going to be in the quotes, thanks. Honey, are you psychic?
You know that I might be.
What I have in my hands are the 5 ESP Zener cards. We have a circle, a square, a star, wavy lines, and a plus sign.
Oh, we're going to do a triple test.
And right now, I'm holding one of them in my head. At the count of three, I want you to both say what you think this is. One, two, three. Square.
Star.
The game is over.
Oh,
but I might be psychic.
Wait, does Ryan get another chance or no?
Yeah. Because then...
Everyone gets two chances?
Yeah.
Well, that's
Then we proceed to the next level.
Are we taking this to
double the extreme?
All right, guys. Circle.
Hold on.
Square,
I have to drop for a second. Have we made this episode interesting yet, or exciting, or something new? Or is this the same old crap?
I think it's on a lot of the other episodes.
Brian, what are you wearing right now? Describe it.
Just pajama bottoms, sort of like a plaid, or like a tartan plaid, green and blue, and a gray long shirt.
It's not long enough. I'll tell you that, right? Oh, no, that's a different shirt than we were wearing earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Han.
Square, circle, plus, wavy lines, star. David, in my hand, I'm going to...
No, we're doing the same time game.
Oh, David and Ryan, I hereby...
I did not hit record. Go on.
Invested in me by the state... What symbol is this?
That is circle. Oh, sorry. One, two, three.
Triangle.
Circle.
There's no triangle.
Well, I thought
there was. Okay, good. You made it. I asked for something new and exciting. You did it.
There we go. Well, it's star. I'm not psychic.
What? Does that count?
I don't know.
You showed it to him. Okay, that's fine. You got it wrong. You know,
I had gas triangle.
Okay, you were an idiot.
I thought you were...
It never was.
Okay, give it to him with the last level up, Ross. All right.
I feel like with three people, it's quadruple...
But we
yeah, snafus.
All right. In my hands, I have either a circle, a square, a triangle, but possibly a star, wavy lines, and a plus sign. So, David and Han, are either of you...
Wavy lines.
It is the circle.
Oh, man.
Six guesses.
We're doing worse with extra people.
I was closer with triangle, I think.
And we didn't even like double up on like symbols.
Wow.
Although it doesn't help that Ryan guessed triangle.
Yeah, that ruined... Should we start
that
over?
Threw it off. Right,
we're going to start over this
that
episode.
Threw it off.
No, let's...
Dave.
Ryan, do you have a segment you'd like to broach upon us?
I do. I always like... Would you rather...
Okay, before you start that, let's just talk about Ryan a bit. Like, give his full name and his... Anyways, go on.
I wouldn't, but I've always liked Would You Rather as a segment that you guys
really?
Do on the
Very
show.
Well.
Yeah,
because
like
we
it.
Hate it.
Do you?
Please tell us your Would You Rather.
All right.
This is great. We're having a two-person perspective.
I will ask the question and you
man
guys
on man
just jump
answering
in.
Action.
Okay, so this would be for an extended period of maybe a year, year and a half.
Hold on. I have to check my calendar.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. Would you rather have someone else's...
I bet you Natalie would have laughed at that if she was listening.
Natalie might be listening.
No. Guys,
okay,
just...
hold on. Natalie, if you can hear us speak this right now, please email me.
I'm starting to think that Han was Natalie. Okay, anyway, listen to this. Would you rather have someone else's taste or have someone else's smell? So you're living your life, you're walking around, and all of a sudden, hamburger? What? Because someone else is eating a hamburger, and you're getting their taste.
Taste and smell are really the same thing. Han, do you have a would you rather? Okay, I'm doing my David thing.
Okay, here's my question. Do we get to pick the person?
No, you don't know who the
Emily
person is.
Emily Dickinson.
Well, okay, is it always one person? What happens when that person...
No, Rob Corddry.
No, you don't know who the person is, but...
It could be.
You assume their taste and their smell. It's a choice.
So what happens when I eat food?
Nothing. You can taste it for a little while, but if they all of a sudden eat something that's more
like
has more of a sensation, they would override
smell or
taste your
taste. Trumps yours.
Yes, exactly.
So if they're eating something spicy, will I also perceive the heat?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all of the sensations.
With taste, you can't smell heat, can you? No.
No, but you would feel the sensation of taste.
That's a good... Hold on. This is an interesting question. Can you smell spicy heat? Interesting.
I think you can, but anyway.
It doesn't have the same effect. Can you by smell like... I guess not, eh?
Yeah, I don't know. You can smell
spice. Well, you can smell stuff that, like, burns.
Han, come back. Oh, sorry. I'd rather do neither. Is that that's not one of the options?
No, it's not.
They're both invasive. The problem is like David said, they're also kind of similar.
They're kind of similar.
They overlap. Like if I smell something,
now
and
I have
I'm eating,
the power to turn off smell.
Yes, I know that about you.
Actually, this is true. I'm going to say taste because I'll tell you why.
Can I use that in this?
Yeah, in fact, that's...
Okay, I'm going to smell.
I'm going taste because they could be like in the bathroom and smelling up. Like, all kinds of disgusting stuff. But it's more like...
But they'll never eat feces.
Yeah. They're not going to eat, like... In theory, they're not going to eat... I mean, probabilistically speaking, they're not going to be eating gross stuff that I will, like,
unless
you've
got
at.
A guy that, like, vomited a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I'm going with smell.
Wait, I have to clarify something
taste.
On yours.
Who won?
You can't turn off their smell, though. We know you can turn off yours. But you can't
still
turn
can
off
experience
theirs.
The smell that yeah. they're having.
Well, let's try it. I don't know. Maybe it's possible. I'm turning off the smell sensation. It could be someone else's.
No, but this is the... In this...
Oh, the stipulation.
Yeah.
I just hate that I'm in this situation where I have to make this choice. How did I end up in this situation?
Gunpoint.
I don't know.
Zeus.
Hold on.
Zeus
did is the person, like, evil? Or just doing their regular life?
It's a person living their life. You have no idea what it is.
Okay, but they're not trying to, like, trip me up.
Yeah. Do they know that they're doing this?
No. They don't.
Well, anyway, so I would assume that they're a person who seeks delicious food, avoids nasty smells.
Taste.
I already chose chaste.
You can each choose the same thing.
I don't know how to
taste. Ready?
Yeah.
Because you have no control over what you smell, but you usually have control over what you taste. And most people want to taste good things.
I already made that assumption.
Did he say that?
I think so. Something similar, yeah.
Well, we're going to...
Dave, Ed, and Ryan...
Hold on.
So
we're officially both answering taste.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Dave and Ryan, would you rather travel 10 years into the past, but you're going to where you are...
There's always a punishment for whatever his choice is.
Well, it's not punishment. It's just that if you're going 10 years into the past, you're going to 1993, I guess. What?
The
2003.
That's better.
Yeah. 2003. But you're in the body you have now. You're just going to that position, wherever you were at that time, with this body you have. Or would you rather... So if you go 10 years in the past, I guess you're not... We're not in university at that time, but wherever you might be working, you have the body you have now. You're just being transported there.
To be a professor? I don't understand what this is.
No, you don't get the
advantage. Why am I working at a university?
You don't get the advantage of being in the body of your 10-year younger self.
That's disgusting.
Well, can you explain it?
No, it's just like everyone accepts it.
Okay,
it's
my body right now is going to go 10 years in the past.
Exactly.
Or?
Occupying the space that you normally would have had.
Is there a second choice?
Yeah, there's a second choice. You travel 100 years into the future.
What about your body?
With the same body you have now.
It's always the same body you have now?
Of course.
My original idea
was like you would gain some years, but anyway.
Weight?
Yeah. So either 10 years in the past and you have a chance to like
future.
Change.
Easy. Next.
Yeah, I think I would also go to the future.
But if you go in the past, you can like change. You have knowledge, foreknowledge. You can make all these life decision changes.
But 100 years in your future is not like maybe something that I would have a chance to see. I've already seen
10
years
in the past.
Everyone you know and love is going to be dead.
Who cares? Medical advances, maybe we would live forever. They invented like some...
So you don't care about like a second chance at like...
Decisions
you've made in the last 10 years.
You said the same body.
You said, would you rather, and we picked our choice.
Fine, okay.
All right.
I think I have one.
I'm fine with it.
So what do you want to do in the future?
Oh, hold on a second. We'll both be there together. Can
you actually occupy the same body.
This is getting awkward.
Can we make money somehow by that?
I would guess. Time travelers. We can do a show.
Fellas, would you rather have two penises or 1 foot?
Are the two penises on my body?
Yeah, they're next to each other.
Okay.
Or 1 foot?
Why wouldn't I want two penises?
Okay. So you're going with two penises?
I feel like 1 foot is a huge disadvantage.
So you're two penises?
Okay. Is there a disadvantage to two penises?
So it's 1 foot or 2 feet? Listen, I'm going with two penises as well.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, like, two penises, it's a minor inconvenience and maybe a plus in some ways, but a 1 foot, it's like that's just a straight-out, like, handicap. Like, is there, like, some kind of inconvenience I don't understand? Like, maybe
it's the same
bigger
body
underwear?
That you have now.
Is the
second penis evil?
Might be freaked out by this. And I don't think you'd be an underwear model.
Depends. I mean, maybe you could
might not even fit.
Well, I guess I'd double the cancer of penis cancer. Or...
There's no penis cancer. There's testicular cancer.
Well, then. Farewell, then.
Are you wearing... Oh, that's a jacket.
Yep.
Okay, so... There you go.
Someone else have want to start a segment?
Well, I have the most, apparently.
Sure, David.
No, you have the most. Next!
All right, let's see what's on the list here. All right,
I'd love to interrupt, eh? So we have this three-person thing going on this week.
Triple head.
So let's just ask our people right now, what do you guys think of this? Our listeners.
Okay, Ryan, go on.
Anyone?
Should we take a caller?
We have three hosts
1-800-222-5739.
No, 555.
Oh, shit. Okay, well...
1-800-222-5559.
Our Twitter handle... is at
What's signed. Twiddle? Is Twiddle a new...
the new Twiddle dumb?
Okay, I'm trying to liven up this episode. Didn't work. Could this cord be any longer from me being Ryan. 1 millimeter from the...
The last time I listened to Remember the Time...
Do you remember the time? What's Remember the Time?
Remember the time? Hans was Bloomberg, a cartoon or a comic.
Oh, right. Bloom County.
What are you talking about? Is that a new segment?
Bloom County.
Was that a new segment last week?
Yeah. I made up on the spot.
Remember the time. I don't even remember that. Is that weird?
And you guys talked about it. It had a cat that always said yonks or...
What's he talking about?
Or ack.
Ack, yeah.
Okay, Bloom County.
Bloom County. I actually didn't like Bloom County at all.
What did I say?
I don't know.
I wasn't totally in on it. Or...
But we talked a little bit about newspaper comics as well.
Haggard the Horrible, eh?
So remember the time?
That made me think of this show that was on briefly, but I thought you guys might remember it. It was called Automan.
Yes.
Do you know it?
I totally do not know it.
Do you know it?
It's Pixel.
Yeah. It was Cursor.
Oh, Cursor. Yeah.
So the sort of premise of Automan is there's like a cop and... like a computer programmer, and the computer programmer has a way to manifest things into the real world.
Tron.
So it's basically like Tron, right?
Yeah, but it was very similar to Tron.
Yeah. So he could, you know, create disguises, and he had a car that
Tron
he could
also
create.
Had that little thing. It was called a bit, and it said yes or no. That's the only thing it could do, though, like its joke. You guys don't remember Tron. Okay, anyway, go on.
I don't remember it. There's not much more to elaborate on, mainly wanting to just think about that show. If you guys remembered it, it only lasted for one season.
Yeah, it was cool. Two. He had a vehicle that the cursor could draw, and then it would manifest.
Yeah, the cursor would also first draw everything.
Is this based on a true story?
It's a real show. It's not a true story.
He could have, like, I remember the thing is, like, when he was driving, he would tell the traffic lights to change lights, because he had that power.
I remember liking it and not seeing it often because I think it was on just around the time when I should have been going to bed. So the times that I got to see it were...
We should check out a really funny... Well, this is kind of extra, I remember the time, but the Highwayman, that's the Australian who's like living in the outback and he has a semi-truck. I'll show you guys later. Tractor trailer.
I have no idea what the hell you two are talking about, but I just have the one thing to say. I have a new segment called Amber Alert. If anyone has seen Natalie or knows where she is, please contact. Go to the website, davidhanshow.com, and just contact anyone.
I plead with you not to bring this up every episode.
Why? You're very suspicious with your...
You're making this become the Natalie show.
Honestly, new segment, truth time. Were you Natalie?
No.
Have you seen... Okay.
Well, that was.
Remember the time.
Remember the time.
Okay, let me do my segment from last week.
This week.
A time to joke. Either of you have a time to joke?
No.
Okay. 2 5-year-old boys are standing at a urinal. Stop me if you've been there.
One urinal?
One remarks, "Your thingy doesn't have any skin on it." "I've been circumcised," the other explains. "That means they cut the skin off the end." "Wow," exclaims the first boy. "When did that happen?" "When I was 2 days old," the second boy replies. "Did it hurt?" asks the first boy. "Holy crap, you bet it did," he replies. "I didn't walk for a year." A time to joke.
I'm not singing to that.
I know, I just did.
Oh, okay.
Should we retire that segment?
I think it could work. Maybe let's go add a laugh track. Try adding a laugh track.
Yeah, let's add a laugh track. Okay, Han, in editing, you're going to add a laugh track.
I feel like I need, just for that joke.
Let me just say the punchline again, then we're going to have pause for 4 seconds. I didn't walk for a year.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Now you ruined it. Just laughing right now. Han's going to put in.
Okay.
You've been talking over the laughing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make the second one not laughing. If you have those sound effects.
Why? What are you, just owning the show now?
I'm just suggesting.
What's the time?
32 hours and 9 minutes.
Okay, in my society, I'm going to do in my society.
Han, what would happen in your society?
Tipping would be unnecessary.
Good. And Ryan?
You guys have no comments on tipping?
What do you mean unnecessary? Why would it be unnecessary?
Because people would get the wages they deserve and they don't have to like feel
okay, so what you mean
like they
is,
need
yeah,
tipping.
There was more to that statement. Well, like, typically be unnecessary has a because... dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Because okay. People would be getting the wages they
so the
already
minimum,
need.
The base wage...
There wouldn't be tipping. You don't need tipping.
Now, I've heard that in Europe, like only North America or even U.S., Canada. Is that what North America is?
Yeah,
in only North America, tipping is a big thing. And in Europe, there's no tipping. Is this... Anyone have any information on this?
Natalie,
what? You're a European, right?
I just heard myself. What?
What?
You heard?
Heard. I could hear myself. That was weird.
Maybe that was Natalie.
Let's Kate, vote. Should we start this episode over?
Yes.
Your hand.
Yeah. I think so.
We have all our hands.
Yep.
We have two hands up, one yes.
I'm also yes.
Dave.
Yeah, I think you're right. I remember when I was in Germany and in Denmark, there was no
at the
tipping.
Same time?
At the same
honest.
Time. I time traveled 100 years, both times. There was no tipping. I don't know about the other European
countries.
In a canoe
countries. Or in like a restaurant?
The canoe restaurant.
No. No. And what, you've only had 1.23 drinks?
This is 2.5 now.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's the last...
Including the ones we had at the casino.
Whoa.
Anyway, no, tipping wouldn't be necessary. People would be just happy to do whatever.
Would there be a replacement for it? Like a hearty thank you or, you know,
you can say thank you, of course, but people are already getting paid enough. They don't have to, like, think about...
So how much more are they getting paid? Like, are they... Is it the equal amount of 15% tip? Is that what we're talking, or...?
It would be more, in theory. But, yeah...
In your society,
at the very minimum, it would be 20% more than what they're paying.
Okay, so restaurant prices
would
skyrocket 20%, basically.
No, not necessarily.
But you said at least 20%.
Right. But that doesn't necessarily mean that...
Nobody's on trial here. I'm just asking what we're talking about.
Why is raising wages does not equal raising prices? It could also mean more realistic profit margins.
Don't go to the other room. okay. I like that idea.
Okay. I feel like tipping is a huge hassle.
Because tipping is a game where you're like, you don't know which piece to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should you move the rook or the bishop?
Well, there's a lot of discretion as well. It's up to the
and
guest.
Han, to be honest, Han is really bad at tipping. He has to get like an app out and he's like... $3.92.3.
I do that.
It's weird. I just like $5. There you go. Han's like, nope, $4.19.3.
Again, uncanny.
He always talks robot. I hate when he talks robot at the restaurant, eh?
I haven't witnessed it.
Moves his arm like... Oh, no, we can see this.
Do we have another In My Society or another segment someone like
well,
that share?
Do we have another In Han's Society?
I have a similar one to Han's.
Hold on, I have a very quick one.
Yeah.
Oh, you have an actual segment?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, sorry, go on.
It's the same one, In My Society.
There's only tipping.
No. There is free and fantastic public transit, and everyone is encouraged to use that as an alternative to their own vehicle. They can still have vehicles, no laws against it or anything like that. But this would be, you know, state of the art, and everybody would choose to use it. It would be frequent, free, fast.
So it costs about $1 billion per city, and how are they going to pay for all that?
I mean, I don't know. I know there are areas that do things like this now, so it's not
unheard of.
What's
an area?
Well, just different countries and so on. It exists.
What's one?
I don't know.
Disneyland?
You just said I know of some, and then you can't name one.
I know that
fuck
it exists.
You. My turn.
I agree, though. I think...
Well, you're talking about, like, you know what would be my society? Everything would be better. Like, we have to...
Well, there are transit systems that... I know that aren't free, but they're, like, $1 compared to, like...
Where?
$3. Like, Chicago?
Chicago has $1 sub... or
transit.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
I'm gonna
matter
research that
where
and I'm gonna
specifically
update you.
They are. But that's what I would do in my society. My society also doesn't currently exist. So, there you go.
But you can't just say, in my society, everyone's a billionaire.
Why not?
You're right. You could, actually.
Yeah.
If you want to look like an idiot. In my society, every channel on TV is $1 per month.
What? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Per month.
Yep. If you want one channel, it's $1 a month. If you want 100 channels, $100 a month. There you go.
But if you don't want any channels, it's free?
Yep. But you don't get any channels, though. That's the only problem.
So there's no free channels?
Nope. Good night, everybody.
Whew. No laughs on that one, man. Not a giggle. Oh,
I think you guys love my idea.
Yeah, I'm not against that idea. I mean, I think that things like Netflix and downloading and all of that is really changing what cable's offering people, and there will be a lot of different choices like that. So I think it's realistic. I don't know about a dollar, but...
That's so wait, the whole point of my thing. What do you mean, I don't know about a dollar?
Are there still commercials?
It could be two, it could be five.
Yeah. Well, no, well, it's the same as right now. If you want... You know, regular TV, NBC, CBS.
What about HBO?
Those are a buck.
Interesting.
What I'm not saying it's going to work or it makes any sense. It's just what I would like. Because what I don't like is right now,
these
if you
packages.
Want HBO Canada, you have to spend $25. You have to get the TMN. Because
but
I think everyone, everyone would
package.
like 40 to 62 or more channels. And that's, I think. I have to do some more research into this, but I think it's a good idea. Hans yawning. Go on.
Well, I think it's weird because, like, Netflix is, like, a whole array of TV
Netflix
shows.
Netflix is not a channel, though. Netflix doesn't count.
Okay.
Right?
I guess. I mean,
the channel
it has
is broadcasting their own thing at set time all the time.
Yeah, but a lot of it's reruns.
Okay, that doesn't relate, but go on.
Although it doesn't have, like, sports, I suppose, and stuff like that.
What do you mean? TSN, for example, a Canadian...
Netflix.
Fuck, are you still on about Netflix?
Well, this is the saddest episode we've ever done.
Did Ryan ruin our show?
Do you have another segment? One of you two?
Yeah. Bookie look? Whatever.
Yes, do your bookie look. Or Nerd Alert. Nerd Alert's always good.
You just told me to do bookie look.
Okay, do bookie look.
Do you have a bookie look?
I do.
Do you have a bookie look?
I do.
Nice. Triple bookie look. The, I don't even know what it's called.
What? You said you were going to do it.
No, I know. Okay, I think it's called Fever Dream. It may be called Fever Dream.
Okay.
I read on the Kindle, product, device I really like. The whole, what's the word? Platform, there's a word. Ecosystem, the whole... I'm doing a...
E-book?
A vagina type...
Does make sense. You heart?
the book, it's called Fever Dream. It's by two authors. I'm a little drunk. I can't remember their names.
Fever
Lincoln
and
Child and somebody else. Should I have done more research on my bookie look?
Marvin Gaye?
Have we got the title yet?
Fever Dream.
Okay.
Maybe.
C-3PO. Right.
Should I go to the room and get the... I can get it.
No.
Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child.
Okay. Nice.
It is part of a series. I believe there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It might be the 7th or 8th book in this series. And I really like this series. The first one was called Cabinet of Curiosities. The second one was called Still Life with Crows.
Are you going to tell us what this
and they,
epic
there's like some sort of eccentric, weird FBI, semi-FBI agent and his cop sidekick, and they solve mysterious crimes.
What do you mean mysterious? Are they mystical or are they just like really...
Often they seem like it's paranormal, but then there's a regular scientific answer. I like that part.
Nice.
And I really like the series.
So it's kind of X-Filesy.
Yeah, but more like I'm trying to think of. Sometimes there's almost some pseudoscientific stuff to it, but it's generally always an explanation in reality. I think actually always an explanation in reality. And what I like about the series is there's two types of books in my mind. There's super actiony, no character development, all plot driven type of books.
People
like,
are running
like
around.
Like Da Vinci Code is an example.
Finding clues.
Yeah, whatever. It's just all action. They're running around. And then there's books. I usually put Stephen King books in this category where it's a lot of character development. it's more literal, and then there's some action, whatever. It's kind of in the middle. There's like nice amounts of character development and stuff like that, and nice amounts of action. I think it's a good mix of the two.
Like a lasagna.
Sure. What? So I like the literal type books, and I like this type of book. I just don't like the all action-y books. I hate those, really. I don't.
Did you like Da Vinci Code?
Kind of, but it was just fluff, kind of.
I hated it, but anyway.
Yeah, well, it was okay. I read the next one, Angels and Demons, so I liked it enough to read Angels and Demons. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Preston and Child series, Agent Pendergast series. And it's a great series. There's three more books after the one I'm reading, and then they always write one almost one a year. And I give it thumbs up. I really like it. And to Natalie, she maybe read it when she gets out of that prison she's in right now. Han's yawning. You were yawning.
Is this the first one of the series?
I already answered that question. Han, do you have a booky look?
I do.
It's seventh or eighth.
Well, it was hard to follow.
I know.
It sounds like an interesting series. Pendergast?
Pendergast.
Did they make up that name?
Ask the author. I don't know.
Have you read any of the others prior to this?
I've read all the other ones prior to this.
Why'd you look at the lamp when you answered that?
Because the lamp knows. I like that. It was good.
My bookie look is The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt.
Oh, Christ.
It's a nonfiction, interesting book. What? Did I already talk about it?
It sounds boring. Go on. The Righteous Mind, yeah.
That's about David...
Copperfield?
No. It's an interesting book. The Righteous Mind, it's why good people have
bad
difficulty...
Bad pets. I know this.
Understanding people on the other side of the...
universe.
Liberal and conservative divide. So if you're like me, who's like a liberal, who likes to think he's a rationalist, who likes to think he deals in reason and logic and science... And then you see
Hold on. Sorry, I'm sorry. Are you saying that only liberals are logical?
No.
Reasonable?
No. I'm putting myself into that quadrant of the large quarters. Anyway, I don't know. I'm cutting down the slice or the segment of the pie that I occupy. So you can say liberal and conservative. Yep. And then you break it down to smaller parts, and I'm just adding all the other parts. So, this book I really enjoyed. It's really funny because I read it accidentally. I joined a book club, and the books list was given out, and then I went to buy the book.
I'm just curious. A real, like, person or an online book club?
There are people there, yeah.
Like a physical?
I went once. Wait, did I already talk about this?
Maybe. In Toronto. Is it mostly nonfiction? Like, is it more...
It's nonfiction.
Okay.
It's a CFI book club, to be a fact.
Oh, I don't think you talked about that.
Okay. So, I went to their first my first meeting, I should say. And then they...
Thanks for not inviting me. Just go on.
You're welcome. And I got the list of books, and then I went to buy it, and then I wasn't until after I almost finished it, I realized I'd been reading the entirely wrong book, because I got a notification for the next meeting. Anyway, so I read The Righteous Mind accidentally, but I really liked the book. It's a really, really good book.
What were you supposed to read?
I don't remember.
So what happened when you got to the book club that day?
Well, I almost went to the book club. I got the reminder to go. And
did
then
you
I
go
was
to
like,
pick up, or just to read books?
Why can't I just pick up books? What was your question?
When did you realize
I got the reminder, an email reminder about when the meeting was.
So
and then
this,
I realized.
What was the wrong book?
I don't remember. I told you guys.
Was it good?
I don't know what the other one. The one I read, Righteous Mind, is an excellent book. I recommend
it. But you read the wrong book?
I read the wrong book.
All the way?
All the way.
But you don't remember if it was good or bad?
No, I said it was a good book.
Oh, sorry. It's possible he said that.
Yeah, this is the book.
So you read two great books by accident.
No, I didn't read the book I was supposed to read.
The
book he
actually read. The Righteous Mind is the wrong book?
The Righteous Mind is the wrong book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So did you go in there going like...
I didn't go! I got the email saying... Because I read the wrong book. It'd be nothing for me to do there. They've been talking about another book that I didn't read. Oh my goodness. Why is this turning into this? Anyway, it's a really good book. It talks about how people, intuitions for people tend to come first. Like, we think when we make a decision, it's like we're using our logic and reasoning to do it. But in so many cases, we don't. We actually have the opinion of what we want.
There's an example to go with this bookie look.
You already have a feeling of what you want to do, and then the logical part of your mind makes up the reasons why you wanted to do that. It justifies your decision.
Isn't that cognitive dissonance?
It's part of that. It works into that.
Dissonance or dissidence?
Dissonance.
Dissonance.
Anyway, so the book is more into like when you, as a liberal or whatever side of the political spectrum you sit on, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't understand why those people, whether they're liberals or conservatives or whatever party affiliate, do that thing or believe that or say that or whatever, or doing whatever thing. And it's like you can't understand those people, but that's because you have to understand what their value system is.
Okay, thank you, Han. Okay.
What?
Ryan.
No, I'm not done.
He's not done. I like it. Keep going.
Oh, come on, seriously.
David, understand doesn't mean it's not useful for
other people.
No, think
of our listeners.
I am thinking of our listeners.
They came to this podcast for crazy antics and swearing and fighting and information that's exciting and...
I don't know when you guys got all these new listeners. So this is the first book in the series?
Yes. let me ask you this. Well, David might know, but I don't know, because of his skeptical interests. Father? Have you guys heard of group selection?
Okay.
No.
Evolutionary.
Just for the record, evolution. Sex is in the word selection.
Go on.
Evolution uses the idea of...
group sex?
No, what's it called? Selection? Individual selection?
Natural
selection.
Yes.
Selection. Now you got me talking strangely. There's also this other, which is based on the idea that, like, you know, individuals procreating or whatever, we pass on these traits, and those traits eventually become part of that race or species of creature, whatever. Group selection talks about the patterns of... Why are you playing an art video?
I'm watching Louie.
While we're doing the show?
Okay, go on, sorry.
What's going on?
I don't know, sorry, go on.
What is so funny?
Well, no, you're just going on and on and on about... something about...
It's group selection.
Okay, sorry, going group selection.
Oh, no, I'm not going to go on.
I've hurt Han's feelings. I'm sorry,
Well, that was extremely rude.
I thought it would be funny
sometimes I tolerate you interrupting me, but this is insane.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize, and I will not speak at all until it's time to speak again. I'm sorry.
No, that's not what I want. I don't want an apology. I want you to behave...
I just said I will.
Interesting. All right. Anything else on group selection?
No, there is nothing else for me to say.
All right.
David has lost it.
Give me a napkin. Why is no one speaking? So
are you upset or happy right now?
I'm not crying. I'm laughing.
Okay.
No, because I spit some booze on the floor. For allergies, sorry. I'm not crying. I have allergies. Okay. Hello? Testing? Why is there no mics going? Hello? Hello.
Probably because you started playing a video.
Hello. Did I? Okay, say something.
Hello.
I'll say something.
Hello.
Corey, sorry, go on.
All right. So just to wrap up, Bookie Look, I also have a Bookie Look. The book I read is called Alone Against the Yardstick, and it's basically...
Farley Mowat?
No. It's Anthony Dalton, and basically it looks at two Alaskan voyages, one that occurred in the 1800s.
Nonfiction, I guess?
Nonfiction, where these whaling ships got stuck on the ice, and this whole expedition that was sent out to free them. There were still sailors on the ships that were trapped, so they were starving.
This is in the 1800s?
Yeah.
I read
the whaler, the ships
yeah,
were whaling ships.
Tales. Yeah, the whaling ships. So this guy, Anthony Dalton, in the 80s, like mid-80s, he went out to go on his own expedition, and it sort of tells the tale of both his journey and that original situation. And it kind
was
of it
supposed to be a, was supposed to be a 3-hour tour?
No, that was the guy's one.
Okay.
I'm confused. So, it's talking about his journey.
It's
is he
journey,
recreating
journey.
That journey?
He's not recreating it, but he's taking a similar passage. So they kind of reflect on both stories as he's taking his...
And he's reflecting based on historical, or is he just someone who has been there?
It's historical. It's kind of two stories together, but they have that common thread of it. Both have the same geographic area.
Is this a movie that Nicolas Cage would star in?
Is Timothy Dalton in this?
No, not Timothy Dalton. Why not? Timothy Dalton, Timothy Dalton. Anyway, it was a really entertaining book. It's short.
On a flight, that's a pretty short book, unless you were going to the moon.
But it was good. It was good because it's adventurous, and it's him telling what's going on. He's by himself the whole time. So it was interesting.
Okay, what's it called again?
Alone Against the Arctic.
But he's not alone. Is he alone?
He's alone. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, he runs into a lot of different characters along the way, but he's doing this journey by himself.
Oh, I thought it was like a ship of people.
No,
that was the original part of the story where that.
Because I read a book that's based on a real incident where a ship was going through and then it got stuck. It was frozen, and they had to wait 10 months for the ice to clear, and then they had no food.
It could be the same story.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
I expect that happens a lot out there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
No, it doesn't now. This was the 1800s. We didn't quite know, the season of the ice and stuff. And now there's a lot less because of global warming.
I really like that
kind
of story.
It's not happening now is my point.
I like survival stories and things like that. So when I saw the title and kind of read the summary of the book, I thought for sure this would be something I would enjoy, and I did.
Did you read Up in the Air?
No.
But you were in the plane when you read it, so you did read Up in the Air.
Oh, wait, sorry. No, Into Thin Air. Sorry, Into Thin Air.
Into Thin Air, no.
Okay.
That's
the one about the guys who went up the... What's the tallest mountain? Everest.
Yeah. But no,
that's
I haven't read it.
Well, I mean, that's another survival story.
Yeah, I would probably like it. I should check that out.
Check it out.
I'm done for segments.
Thank you, Han, for joining us in this podcast. What about you?
I have a celebrity quote.
Oh, really?
I do.
Is that the way I always do it?
Yeah.
I didn't do one this week because I thought there's two guessers, so I'm going to have a hard time fooling you. This is great because I've never been on the receiving end of celebrity quote.
Okay. So I have a celebrity quote, and I know you often have a theme.
Yeah.
So this is a kind of a weak theme, a loose thread here, but...
So a seven-day theme. Go on.
Three Johns. So each of these...
That's a theme. That's not a weak theme. That's a regular theme.
Each of these possible owners of the quote is... Their first name is John. So John Lennon.
Right.
John Malkovich.
Right.
John Wayne.
Okay.
Are the three people.
Okay.
And the quote is... Life's tough, but it's tougher when you're stupid.
I like that. Good quote. Good quote.
John Wayne. Well, who's the middle one?
Wayne and Malkovich.
Wayne, Malkovich, Lennon.
It was Malkovich. Oh, that's funny, because that's another Malkovich we had mentioned
in
this podcast.
Wait, those are just the potential people Wayne, Malkovich, and Lennon.
Give me the potential. One of them is right.
One of them's right.
Wayne, I'm going to say Wayne.
I'm going to say Wayne also.
It's Wayne. Good job, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
I think I feel like
we've never clapped on the podcast before, have we?
Oh.
Okay, there's no stain on the carpet. That's good news. I already forgot what made me laugh like crazy, where I had to spit up what was in my mouth.
I was really upset with you playing music during my segment.
It wasn't music. It was a TV show. Thanks for paying attention. Dangerous Wager. We're 55 minutes, by the way.
Could this end up with you owing $2 million?
No, no. $500,000 if you get it, or $500,000 if you get it. And $1 million if you both get it.
Okay.
Okay? Here it is. We have a lottery in Canada called Lotto Max, where there's seven numbers between 1 and 49.
That's true.
On April 5th, they had a drawing. If you can guess four of the seven numbers, I'll give you $500,000.
Wait, it's only from 1 to 47, so that's not true.
Is it?
Yeah. The 649 is
okay.
49.
So if you can name, you have to name four numbers. If they're all among the seven, $500,000 to you. Go. First number.
8.
Wrong.
13.
Hey, Han,
13.
You're both wrong. Game's over. The numbers were 2, 14, 15, 17, 24, 38, and 40.
Okay. What I would have thought would have been more appropriate is if we both got it, then we would split the prize. But if one of us guessed right, we would get $1 million then.
No.
Why not? You're putting $1 million. This is a dangerous wager.
It's over anyways.
I'm just saying.
So you're complaining I wouldn't give you $1 million instead of 500,000?
Yes. If we both got it right, then I can see splitting the prize. But if one of us gets it, should be $1 million.
No, but then think
meaning
about,
that you're always owed $1 million.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You get it. You're right first. You have $1 million. Han could take away half your prize. Do you want that?
Yes. That's what would be fair. If we both get it right.
Should we wrap up the episode, or is there more?
Let's just go parting thought. We're at 56 minutes.
Do you have a parting thought, David?
Yes. Live every day like it's today.
You did that thought already.
Did I? No.
Yes.
I'll give you $30 if I...
It's not exactly the same words,
okay,
but
thank you.
It's...
And Ryan.
My parting thought is just thank you for having me on the episode.
But you did do it.
Well,
it was something along the lines of every day is the day is your today or something like that.
So you're saying we're gonna check this.
Yeah,
just every day is your today.
Well, I don't know what it was.
You can change it. You can say live every day, you know, like it's today, but with two penises and 1 foot.
No, or one foot.
No, it doesn't get to change it. What's yours?
It's thank you guys for having me on the show. I didn't think
that's sweet.
You could recreate the experience of listening to the show by having me here, but it's been...
By the way...
Is this what it feels like to listen?
This is how it feels to listen.
We're
going to
want your feedback on this episode.
I don't know about that.
If you can slot in a listen. Well, I can't wait, by the way, to hear the feedback of this three host. Let's see what our listeners think about having a guest through the whole show.
My parting thought is that...
Are my gums bleeding?
Yeah. You know how people say we live... In the past, there was the industrial age, and now we live in information age?
Oh, jeez.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to put it out there, that we live in an age of confirmation. Which is to mean that we only see the information we're interested in seeing.
And is this Google Glass related?
No.
Okay.
We're multiplying, we're enforcing our own beliefs without enriching ourselves. We're only seeing what we want to see, is what I'm saying.
Is this about
It's not an age of information in terms of being exposed to new stuff.
Age of disinformation.
It's an age of confirmation. We only see the things we already want to see.
Is this the end of your thing?
Yeah.
So, basically, you just came out as gay.
What?
I don't know. I just had that's obviously had nothing related to what he was saying. Okay, I guess that's it, eh? Another podcast under our belts.
How long is this one?
59 minutes, 30 seconds.
And the episode?
Backwards.
What? Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.